Hi, this is Donna Durker with Moderation Management. We're a support group to help people cut back drinking. Here tonight to interview one of the members of our staff, Margaret Echevarria. Is that right, May? I call her May. She's May from Monday Night Chat. She hosts Monday Night Typing Chat, as I call it. Did I pronounce your name correctly, May?
Yes.
Margaret Echevarria. Okay.
Echevarria, yes.
Echevarria. And you're a licensed practicing counselor in San Antonio, is that right?
Yes, I am. I'm a former school counselor and have retired, and now I do a little bit of private practice work.
And what is a registered play therapist?
That is just what it is. It's a play therapist in that I have training through, most of my training actually has come out of the University of North Texas. And Texas State up in San Marcos. And I'm trained as a play therapist. I mainly work, do the play therapy. I work with some adults. I work with a variety of people. But I mainly do the play therapy with the children. But I've been known to pull out some sand trays and stuff for adults as well.
Tell us more, May, about your background. What else you've done professionally?
I spent 28 years in the public school system in Texas. I started out as a special education teacher and worked in that for a while, and I spent my last 18 years as an elementary school counselor, working mainly with kiddos in kindergarten through fifth grade, with their parents, doing some of the state testing and all of that fun stuff that they like to give the counselors. So that's basically what I have done professionally. I decided when my numbers aligned that I really, really love the counseling end of it and not so much the administrative end of it. So that's how I decided to retire and pursue the private counseling license as well as the play therapy certification. And I just kind of fell across that. I was thinking, oh, I like it. I do play therapy and took some trainings and thought, no, I really don't know. I'm not doing it right. So that's how I fell across the play therapy end of it as well.
Cool. Can you tell us a little bit about how you found and when you found Moderation Management?
I was looking at the numbers there. You know, the years go by so fast. I'm coming up on 3 years in October. Early October will be 3 years for me. Like a lot of people here, I just found that I was drinking more and more, more often than not. I had a really rough night, I guess it was, drinking alone at home. My husband was here and he started, you know, we were drinking together and he went to bed and I did not. And the next day I realized I really need to do something about this. Prior to that, I did go probably close to a year before that, I did look into AA and I attended an AA meeting and kind of wrestled with that a little bit. I would take breaks. I would, interestingly enough, until I kind of got to MM, I did not think too much about cutting back. You know, it would be, oh, I'll take a break, and then kind of went right back into old habits. So just I made some other phone calls and really spent a couple of days trying to figure out what direction to go. And I came across Moderation Management, and I lurked for a little bit. I did decide right then and there after that rep night, you know, I'm going to do that 30 once I read through a lot of the things on the website and kind of lurking around on the forum. And little by little kind of trickled in. I think one of my first chats was at the Wednesday night group who were very, very welcoming. And it just was a really good fit for me. I did my 30. I got my responsible drinking book, and I made the very naive mistake of thinking, oh, I did my 30 and now I'm good. I was not so good. So jumped back on board for a dryuary. I've done a dryuary every January since, which I guess is what, 2 or 3, and fell into Monday night chats with you, Donna, and because you were doing those back then. Next thing I knew, I was hosting the responsible drinking chat. So this is a real nice fit for me, and that's how I found all of you. Getting real wordy there.
And how long ago was that?
It will be 3 years in October.
Wow. Time flies.
Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking two, and then I thought, wait a minute, no, I think it's three, and I went back and looked.
Wow.
And it's three. Yeah, and it's been a nice, really nice ride for me, a really nice journey. I like to tell people I'm not perfect at it, but I'm definitely in a much better place, both with my alcohol intake. I'm mainly a wine drinker, but that I've cut back tremendously, tremendously. My husband and I, last week, two nights, we opened a bottle of wine, and we didn't open a second, which is like would have been unheard of 4 years ago. If we do that, that's good. That's usually our norm when we're home, if we do open that bottle. And I try to stick to the guidelines. Some weeks are better than others. Some seasons are better than others. Summer is kind of tough because of, you know, the unstructuredness of it and vacations. But, yeah, but I've been here for about 3 years.
Wow. Now, since you've been here so long and you've been hosting chat, you probably have a pretty good feel for sort of like what the typical problems that, you know, the folks that come to MM. Off the top of your head, can you tell me what you think are some of the more common things that people struggle with?
I think some of what I even heard tonight, a lot of it, that's where I am. I was the stress drinker. You know, I had to have a long, crazy day at work. I had a couple of kids I was raising at home. They're gone now. But, you know, when everybody would go to bed, it was like, I just need to relax and unwind. But I think a lot of that stress, anxiety, feeling sad, you know, some of that, interestingly enough, it's the field I'm in, you know, the mental health issues, those daily stressors, and I think that's a real common thing that I hear over and over again. I think a lot of it, too, and sometimes it's just a habit. It's just kind of what we do. I know with my husband and I that, you know, we go out to dinner and we order drinks, and our friends do that and that kind of thing. But I really think for those of us who don't need those moderate drinking guys, come home and have that nightcap, which I have to say I don't do that anymore, and that's been probably it's probably been close to 2 years since I've done that. You know, we'd go out and then I'd come home and have just one more glass of wine, and that didn't always work out to just one. So, but I think it's that same thing I was hearing tonight from a lot of the participants here, that the stressors in life, the different mental health issues that we might be dealing with, you know, I highly recommend that. I did that in the beginning as well and have tapped into that. Some therapy for myself as well to find other ways or kind of figure out what's going on here and not finding it in that wine bottle.
So what are some of the things that you think over and over again seem to help people? I mean, like not keeping it in the house is one example, but what are some of the other tools in the toolbox that are sort of seem to be frequently praised?
My dog has been quiet all night, and now she's starting. I think one of my go-tos are those, I think it's chapter 6 in responsible drinking, you know, that some of those tips. For me, interestingly enough, having it in the house is okay. Mine is opening it. But having it in the house is okay. I can usually talk myself through opening it if I feel like I'm not opening it for a reason to enjoy a glass of wine. If I'm thinking, no, I'm stressed, I'm going to open this. I think definitely having that plan, I encourage people on Monday nights, especially coming off of that 30, I liked what Dan said tonight, having a plan, and even having plans for those evenings when you do go out and you know the situation is one that could lend itself to overdrinking. I think some of it is real individual, too, to different people. I like the starting later. That's something I do. I kind of try to put it off. If I think I want to have a drink, I'll have that, you know, have something to eat. Start with a glass of water or, you know, sparkling water or something other than the drink. The other thing that really has helped me a lot, and my husband actually has started doing it, when we first sit down and they ask if we want something to eat when we go or something to drink when we go out to eat, we'll start with waters instead of, oh, I'll have a glass of wine as I, you know, by the time I order, I'm ready for my second glass. So I've stopped that.
Gosh, it's amazing what a big difference that can make.
Yes, it really can. The other thing, which is a little but again, it goes back to that planning, keeping the blood alcohol level down. I know that helps me a lot, slowing it down, stopping in between, and having that water, and thinking about that next one or that last one.
Right, that chapter six in responsible drinking that you mentioned earlier, that covers general drinking control skills.
Yeah.
And they summarize it very quickly in the MM Steps of Change document. It's like a whole list of tools like eat before you drink and alternate with non-alcoholic beverages, delay, all those toolbox things. But chapter six in responsible drinking really does elaborate more on those, and it's really, to me, the best part of the book.
But I think just really planning, and I do know that for some reason, having it here, I guess because my husband does drink and he enjoys, and he can do two glasses of wine and then he's done kind of thing, I have been able to manage that. But I know for a lot of people, and I would highly recommend it, if that's calling to you, definitely having it, you know, not having it in the house is a good thing to do as well. Oh, and then having those rules, like one of the areas that I would get into trouble with and I have to really watch is that drinking home alone. You know, we have a few social networks, a crowd that I need to be careful with, and I can, for the most part, rein that in with my plan, but it's that, oh, I'm so good tonight, let me have another glass when I get home kind of thing. And I have improved in that area a lot. But I think it's having those rules, knowing what your triggers are and really looking back at what is it, what's the trigger and what's my plan for when that trigger comes up. And that was something I spent quite a bit in the beginning, but I'm getting better at that. Again, it's still a work in progress.
It takes time. It does.
Yes.
Learning
yes.
takes time. It's kind of the same way with diet, I think, and exercise and all those things.
Yeah.
The habit change things.
Yeah.
So what's up next? You told us that you've retired and that you've got your private practice now. Can you tell us more about that, what your plans are?
I would love to. I've been talking a lot about that lately. I've spent the last year since my retirement finishing up all my credentialing requirements with the plan I had early in my career to go ahead to get this license as a professional counselor, and then a couple of kids got in the way and different things got in the way. So I had some coursework to take and some trainings to do and some supervision to go through, all which was very, very enlightening for me. I spent most of last year doing that, finished up all my credentialing in the spring, took a little because I'm still on that teacher mindset, took a little bit of a break for the summer. So my daughter, she lives up in New York, and spent some time with her and with family up there. So I've just signed on to do some contract work with a small group here in San Antonio, and then a friend of mine and I are starting. I've done some work with her, and she's been licensed a little longer than me, but she's been really wanting to start up a private practice together. So I'm slowly building some clientele as well. I'll continue, of course, with the online chat. Those really, really help me a lot. This is the first Tuesday I've had an opportunity to come in to this chat. I really like it. It's a little different.
They're awesome, aren't they? Yeah, I've done the typing chat, too. I enjoy that, too. I just, you know, there's only so many nights per week, you know?
Right. So, yeah, I'm just going to kind of see where I can go with the private practice. I toy with the idea, and I still wrestle with taking on clients who are struggling with the same thing I am, and that's just kind of a professional criteria. It's an area some people do delve into, and, you know, sometimes it is kind of nice. I was thinking I had we had our session and we went through that, and I was thinking about, you know, kind of my next steps and do I want to open up to the moderators. And I thought it's kind of nice to be away from that for a little bit because it is something I do have to think about still, and I've come to peace with that. I'm kind of twisting the answer to your question here, but, you know, at first I was thinking when I first joined, well, I'll join and I'll get this under control and I'll be done. But it is something I'm thinking, this is something I'm always going to have in the back of my mind, and I think about it less often than I have in the past, but I definitely know, oh, we're going out with that couple tonight. I really need to put the brakes on, kind of thing. And these check-ins with the, I don't do much on the forum. I'll go and I'll peruse it sometimes, but definitely that my little Monday night commitment helps kind of keep me on track, I think. So we'll see. I'm still debating. I guess I wouldn't turn down a client who came my way who was attempting this. I think it's real important for us to have this option out there. You know, we all have heard about the 12 steps in AA, and I think this lends itself to help a lot of people. So I would love to see more people out there, more therapists be aware of it. Again, something else I see in the field is you start talking about it, people kind of look at you like, no, no, it's got to be 12 steps, it's got to be AA. Kind of.
I think it's changing. I think harm reduction is catching on. I think it was Amelia that was talking about that earlier, or maybe
yeah.
It was Emmy.
I was pleasantly surprised the therapist that I work with was very, she wasn't much that much aware of the program, and, you know, I shared a lot with her, and she was very, very open to it and was very much on board that this would be an okay route for me versus, oh, no, you've got to go somewhere else or you've got to do it differently. So, yeah, that's my hope is to see more of it, and I guess if I could be influential in that and helping people along the way, that might be something I'll do.
Well, that sounds like a great note to end on because we are out of time. Thank you so much, Margaret. Margaret Echevarria, right? And May for Monday Night Chat. Thank you so much. Again, this is Donna from Moderation Management. And for the rest of you, see you next week. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Donna.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.